好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天早晨第一次我们能够来到鲍尔斯来聚会啊。我记得有一天我突然想起来，鲍尔斯这个字，其实你直接翻译的话，就是一群敬拜的子民啊。
One day I thought about the word Bowers, a group of people who bow to worship.
神把我们带到这块地上来，就是要叫我们在这里敬拜荣耀他。
So the Lord brought us here so that we can glorify Him and worship Him.
虽然我们现在不是正式进来，但是今天我们至少可以来这里参观一下，然后我们在这里有个聚会啊。
Even though we're not here as owners, but at least we can come take a tour.
我相信我们心里面很多人心里面都很激动。
I'm sure many of us are very excited.
这是神在一年多前应许给我们的地方。
This is the place that God promised us a year ago.
而在这一年的里面，我们真的是经过了许多的熬炼。
And we have gone through much trial during the past year.
但是神还是把我们带进来了。
And yet the Lord led us.
那我想起诗篇126篇那里讲到，当耶和华将我们被掳的人带回锡安的时候。
Just like in Psalm 126.When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion.
诗人说我们好像做梦的人啊。
The psalmist says we were like those who had a dream.
他说当我们在那里满口嬉笑满舌欢呼的时候。
Our mouth was filled with laughter.
那就有外邦人说耶和华为他们行做了大事。
And our tongues were songs of joy and it was said among the nations.The Lord has done great things for us.
而神的百姓也在那里见证说，耶和华神真是为我们行做了大事。
And the people of God also testify that yes, the Lord has done great things for us.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天能够坐在这里，真的是出于神，不是出于我们。
The very fact that we're sitting here is out of God's will.
我们任何一个关卡如果没有神的帮助，我们今天不会坐在这里啊。
Without God's help, we cannot even overcome any of the difficulties, and we cannot sit here today.
在过去这一年里面，我们每一次面临考验的时候。
In the past year, every time we face challenges.
常常有一些弟兄姊妹就问起来说，有没有神心说的话？
Every time we face challenges, then some brothers and sisters might ask.Did the Lord give any new word?
常常也有弟兄姊妹着急的时候就说我们再去跟神要话去。
Or maybe we're in anguish, we'll say, let's seek more words from the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，至少在我里面，每一次我就觉得神起初给我的那四句话，我说 it's good enough, 已经够用了。
But in my heart, I always felt the words that the Lord has given me are sufficient.
那我今天不见得照着顺序讲这四个啊。
Maybe I will not present to you in sequence.
我想刚刚弟兄姊妹稍微看了一下这个周围的环境。
But you have taken the tour around this building.
我想至少我们会相信主给的诗篇十六篇第六节，用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处。
We will truly agree with the words that the Lord gave us in Psalm 16:6.
我们的
Abundant plants have fallen for me in a pleasant place.
我们的产业实在美好。
And surely my inheritance is great.
弟兄姊妹，我们这块地真的是落在细谷的心脏地带。
And this is the heart of Silicon Valley.
不是只是为了我们。
It's not just for our convenience.
其实是为了整个福音神国度，这是一个非常好的据点。
But this is a very specific place for the kingdom of God and His gospel.
这是神量给我们的地界。
And this is the place the Lord has given us.
是一个坐落在佳美之处的地方。
It's a nice inheritance to God.
我们看下一节经文。
Okay, the next verse.
在这里我们一起来读。他说：“耶和华拣选的锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。”说这是我永远安息之所，我要在这里，因为是我所愿意的。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？从旧约到新约，
From Old Testament to New，
从创世纪一直到启示录，
From Genesis to Revelation，
有一条线你可以从头拉到尾的。
There's one
just a thing that you can see through. 这位至高的神。
That this Almighty God who's in heaven.
他乐意跟人同住。
He desires to dwell with men.
弟兄姊妹是不知道是怎么去形容这一个荣耀的思想。
I don't know how to describe this glorious thought.
只要有一般人，他们爱慕神的显现，爱慕神的同在啊。
As long as there's a group of people who desire God's presence.
神愿意与他们同住。
And God desires to live with them.
我们真的没有时间去讲这些经文。
I cannot go over all of these.
那光光这节经文已经够我们心里面喜乐得不得了了。
Just this verse alone can make us great joy.
神拣选的锡安。
The Lord has chosen Zion.
他说这是我永远安息之所。
And he says this will be my resting place forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
他说我要住在这里。
Where I will sit and dwell.
这是我所愿意的。
For I have desired
it. 弟兄姊妹，不好意思，我们第一个想到的不是我们 Christian Assembly.
So the first thought when we think about this place is not us, Christian Assembly.
我们想到这里的时候，我们也不是想到这里的传道人。
And we don't think about the ministers either.
我们要知道这一块地是神的居所。
We have realized that this place is God's dwelling place.
这里是敬拜他，他荣耀要彰显的地方。
This is the place to worship Him, where He will manifest His glory.
所以我记得两个礼拜前，我跟弟兄姊妹讲到，我想到我。英特尔将会有神做他的邻居，我就为他们高兴了。
这
真的是周围公司的福气，神要住在这里。那更是我们的福气，对不对？
More so for us.
哎呀，神借着我们，跟我们一起要住在这里。而底下在新约里面也一样讲到，神要拣选我们做居所。
And in the New Testament, the Lord also says that He wants us to be His dwelling.
我只能从旧约找一个做代表的经文，新约一个经文做代表而已。
I can only pick one place from the Old Testament and one place from the New Testament as the representative.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们，他说神，我们不仅仅不再做外人和客旅。
Ephesians chapter 2 says that we are no longer foreigners and aliens.
我们是要被神建造成为一个房子。
But we will be filled up as a house.
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
We become a dwelling place in which God lives by His Spirit.
我在这里有三个特别把它弄白字，这个初级把它给标明出来了。
And you can see the three places that I highlighted.
我不知道你们有没有注意到这个居所里面谁住在这？
And notice who will dwell in the dwelling place.
三合一的神都在这里了。
The Triune God.
基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
然后是神借着圣灵居住的地方。
And this is the place where God lives.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我不知道当我们讲这些东西的时候，真巴不得神用他荣耀的灵来充满我们。哎呀，我们真的算得了什么？
Who are we?
当所罗门盖好了一个那么荣美的圣殿的时候，
When Solomon built up this glorious temple,
他说神啊，天和天上的天不够你居住。
He says, God, you cannot even dwell in the heavens and the heavens above.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天这个宇宙500亿光年都还发掘不完的一个宇宙的境界。
The universe is so great that it can never be searched out.
所罗门说天根本不够你居住。
Solomon says even the heavens above heavens cannot contain you.
何况人所造的殿宇呢？
Let alone this temple built by.
但是弟兄姊妹，新约圣经告诉我们，我们是一般奉主名聚集在一起的人。
But yet the New Testament says that those of us.Who meet in God's name.
圣父、圣子、圣灵要住在我们中间。
Father, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit will dwell with us.
成为他的安息之所。
That this place will be His resting place.
神说我要住在这里。
God says I will dwell here.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们的心真是要喜乐。
How we rejoice!
所以在诗篇，我们下一章啊，诗篇87篇，主特别讲到神爱锡安，胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
In Psalm 87.The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all provinces of Judah.
你看讲到神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
Glorious things are said of you, O city of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们前面不是只是得到这块地。
So not only that we get this place.
那个最大最荣耀吸引我们的事情。
The most glorious thing that attracts and appeals.
乃是神拣选这块地作为他的居所。
That the Lord has chosen this place to be His dwelling place.
有荣耀的事指着这里说的。
And the glorious things.
神特别爱锡安。
God loves Zion particularly.
整个宇宙，神特别爱这块地，爱地球。
Out of the entire universe, the Lord loves this place, Earth.
整个地球，神特别拣选的这个以色列地。
And out of the entire Earth, the Lord chose this place.
在整个以色列地里面，神最喜欢锡安。
And out of the entire Israel, the Lord favors.
这都是使得外面来说的。今天我们在新约，我们是从属灵的角度来讲。神最喜欢锡安。我们祷告会说到，因为锡安 大卫的帐幕在哪里？
说到神的同在在这里，
因为约柜在这里。西安为什么宝贝？第二个原因，因为大卫的宝座在这里。神的王权、神的旨意通行在这里。所以弟兄姊妹，当有一般的子民被称为西安的子民的时候，神特别喜欢来到他们中间。因为西安子民身上最大的特点，就是他们这么喜欢神的同在，他们看重神的同在。这般西安的子民，神特别喜欢他们，因为他们身上的第二个特点是他们对神绝对的顺服。他们让神的权柄、让神的旨意可以通行在他们的身上。所以神特别特别喜欢西安。所以圣经里面我们看这个撒加利亚书第一章十四节，这里说到万军之耶和华如此说，我为耶路撒冷、为西安心里极其火热。
In the book of Zechariah chapter 1 verse 14 says, I'm very jealous for Jerusalem and Zion.
现在的人不太容易有什么事情很火热的。
It's hard for people nowadays to be zealous for something.
特别长大了以后。
Especially after we have grown up.
除非你第一次买车，像我记得我第一次买车的时候，我真的是高兴得不得了。
Well, I remember I was very excited when I bought my first car.
啊，晚上吃完饭、洗完澡，还要跑到楼下打开 garage 去看一看我的车子。
I would go back to the garage to visit my car.After dinner and
like that. 然后周末的时候常常拿一个布东看看西看看把它擦干净。
And on weekends I'll try to dust it and to make it shine.
现在车子再脏都不太管它了。
And now I care that when my car is dirty.
你一个小朋友小孩子，你第一次给他买玩具，你给他预备一个礼物，你看他整个心都在那里。
Just look at the little kids. They get very excited when they get their first toy.
我记得我儿子这个年轻的时候说想要养只狗，我说你如果成绩给我拿 straight A， 我就给你买狗。
I remember when my sons were young and they wanted to have a dog, and I promised them if you get straight A, you get a dog.
他们一学习就特别认真，为着狗心里火热。
And I remember my son was very zealous for the dog, and he tried very hard to study.
所以我们家的那只狗是他拿 straight A 得来的。
So then we got our first dog because it got straight A's.
狗来了以后就没有 straight A 了。
After the dog arrived, there's no more straight A's.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们这个人不太愿意跟人家表达我们的私生活，我们心里面的愿望。
So usually we don't like to tell people our private things.
大概很少有传道人会像我一样敢在讲台上说我最爱吃臭豆腐的。
Maybe not many preachers would like to admit that they love stinky tofu, like me.
我上次去加拿大讲到两只脚穿错鞋子，跟你们讲，会后就有姊妹讲，她说你这样一讲，我们就觉得跟你好亲了。
Last time when I share with you that I went to Canada and then I had a wrong my two shoes don't match, and then after I say that, then some sister says, "No, I feel very close to you."
他甚至引经据典的跟我说，发现你跟我们是有一样性情的人。
I noticed that you and I have the same nature.
但弟兄姊妹，你发现神在这里，好像把他心里面他最火热的一件事情告诉我们。
And yet here we see that God's presence reveals to us what's most dear to His heart.
神为什么火热
？Why is God so zealous?
为什么？
Why?
为了什么而火热？
Why?
大家不是刚读过吗？
What's this for?
神是为耶路撒冷、为西安，神的心里极其火热。
The Lord is filled with zeal.
哎呀，他真的巴不得来跟我们同住啊！
And how he wants to join with.
而下一句话说，耶和华说，我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城，并做其中的荣耀。
And then he says, I myself will be the wall of fire around us.
他不仅仅心里面
is glowing within.
他不仅仅心里面这么爱西安，火热的爱西安啊！他采取行动啊，什么行动？他要做西安四围的火城来保护他们。
That he will be a wall of fire around Mount Zion to protect it.
而且要做其中的荣耀。
And he will be the glory within.
因为他自己要住在锡安。
Because he himself will dwell in Zion.
作为他永远安息之所。
And this place will be his resting place forever and ever.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们可以稍微摸着一点神的心哈。
We sort of feel a little child.
啊，这个世代的人注意力都在自己的身上。
Nowadays, people only focus on themselves.
自己的问题，自己的家，自己的孩子，自己的前途，自己的需要。
Our needs, our future, our problems, our family.
啊，连我们来到神家都在这里做动作，我今天可以得到什么？
You know, when we come to God's house, we care what we can gain.
因为什么？我们希望今天早晨我们稍微的心来摸着一下神到底要什么。
So this morning we hope that we'll try to feel a little bit God's heart and desire.
我尽可能用最简单的话去把神心中想要得的告诉弟兄姊妹。
I try to convey to you in a very simple terms, what God desires.
神要得着锡安。
God desires to obtain.
他要住在我们中间。
他
的旨意要通行在我们中间。
His will will be carried out through us.
所以哪里有一般的人愿意做锡安的子民？
Wherever there's a group of people who desire to be the people of Zion.
神就特别爱我们，神心里火热的爱我们。
God will love us with a passion.
他要做我们四围的火城。
And He will be a wall of fire around us.
他要做我们的荣耀。
And will be our glory.
这是从神这面来看。
And this is from God's perspective.
我们等一下看一下从我们人这面来看。我们人到底对神的心意，到底对锡安我们该有怎样的回应？
How shall we respond to God's will regarding Zion?
撒加利亚书第二章第十节。
Zechariah 2:3.
我们一起来读啊。
他
说锡安城啊，应当欢乐歌唱，因为我来要住在你中间，这是耶和华说的。啊，在这里神巴不得看见我们讲到锡安的时候，我们就欢乐了。
This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to shout and be glad whenever we talk about Zion.
中文没有把那个意思翻出来哈，英文说要 shout。
So that's the real meaning, to shout.
讲到锡安的时候，我们都想起来喊叫。
Whenever we mention about Zion, we want to shout.
哎呀，我们算什么？神居然住在我们中间了。
Who are we, and yet God lives among us?
啊，在座有些福音朋友，请你们相信，基督教绝对不是在讲宗教哲学。
To the gospel friends here, I want to assure you that Christianity is not about philosophy.
啊，基督教的中心绝对不在讲做人的道理。
It is not about how to live a good life and be a good person.
我们最伟大的福音是神要住在我们中间。他来，整个都不一样了。
When he comes, everything will change.
所以在这里，神觉得我们讲到锡安的时候，我们应该 shout。Okay. 我们应该欢乐歌唱。
God says, whenever you mention about Zion, you ought to shout and be glad and sing with joy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神要来住在我们中间。
Because God wants to live among us.
神拣选锡安做他永远的居所。
God has chosen Zion to be His resting place forever and ever.
前一阵子四个国家为了拼2012年奥林匹克的地方。
A while ago, four countries tried to be the host country for2012.
每一次碰到这个的时候，剩下的国家进入决赛的都浑身解数在跟你想要争取，对不对？
So everyone tries their best to become the hosting country.
而当英国一拿到的时候，他们那么高兴。
And then they rejoice when they get it.
我想2008年北京拿到了，北京也高兴得不得了，对不对？
Sure, China was very happy when Beijing was the hosting city.
但是弟兄姊妹，你发现争取到一个奥运的主办权。
But you think, just to get a right.
我们好像就是看见大家欢乐就是了。
And we see people rejoice only.
还没有欢乐到一个地步，这个国家主席或英国首相起来跳舞的。
But then, has not been to a point that the chairman of the country would jump up and shout.
当大卫把约柜迎回锡安的时候。
But when David brought the ark back to Zion.
他在约柜的面前极力跳舞。
And he was dancing with all his strength.
因为神回到百姓中间来。
God came back to his people.
弟兄姊妹，这是大事情。
And this is a great thing.
任何一个聚会。
Any meeting.
任何一个自称为教会的地方。
Any church or so.
如果神的同在不是这个教会最主要的特点。
The presence of God is not a characteristic of this meeting.
如果神的同在不是这个教会最主要的目的。
If the presence of God is not the ultimate purpose of this church.
我们在主的面前失职，我们对不起主。
Then we miss out the mark.
你可以摸着一个父亲的心，一个父神的心，还这么火热寻找锡安。
And try to feel the Father's heart of God that He searches rescued us.
他把我们从仇敌的手中救出来。所以以赛亚书五十一章讲到被掳的人归回锡安的时候。
在
这段说到他们歌唱来到锡安了。神说永乐要归到他们的头上。因为他们跟神之间的关系恢复了。因为他们回到神的同在和神的主权底下。弟兄姊妹，教会是这样。你我个人也是一样。到底神回到我们里面来了没有？到底我整个的生活，基督是不是我们的中心？而底下不仅仅神讲到我们的心，我们的态度应该是欢喜快乐。在哈该书告诉我们，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，写得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
The book of Haggai even says that you need to go up to the mountains and bring down timber and build a house so that I will take the pleasure in it.
弟兄姊妹，当这些被掳的百姓从巴比伦回来的时候。
The captives came back.
说到他们从仇敌的辖制被掳的光景里面回来了以后，神叫他们重建祭坛，重修圣殿。弟兄姊妹，当他们在那里盖圣殿盖到一半碰到困难，他们就通通放弃了这件事情。神差遣哈该起来鼓励他们。他说耶和华的殿仍旧荒凉，你们却住在天花板的房屋里。神让百姓的心能够转回到他的心意上来。神说你们上山去取木料去。建造这殿，建了这殿就叫神的心欢喜，而且得着荣耀。弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们今天对神同在的应许我们看得这么淡，我想主的心不仅仅不能够得到满足，而且觉得很丢脸的一件事啊。我们虽然还很年轻，但是你想想看，将来有一天你说如果要到儿子或到女儿家去住啊。
Now you might be young, but think about it in the future that you want to go live with your son.
已经三年五年没见面的时候，我要来你这边住一下，你以为孩子会在那边、欢呼起来？太好了。
So if you tell your son or daughter that you haven't seen them for 3 or 5 years, and you tell them I'm gonna visit you, and you hope that they will jump for joy.
没想到他在电话里头推三阻四的。
But what if they were very hesitant?
等到你终于勉强让你去了，
finally, let you in.
到了他家发现房间乱七八糟还没收，临时找个地方啊，请你委屈一下打个地铺。
有
什么我们真的里面觉得很难过，对不对？
You will feel very bad.
当天上的神说我愿意拣选你们做居所来跟你们住，他以为我们会欢呼的笑起跳起来，没想到看到我们哦，就哦一声。
That's all.
啊，然后我们没有反应了。
No other reaction.
我们又去做其他的事了。
And we go on with our other.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道神的心不能得到满足。
You know God's heart will not be satisfied.
所以神的百姓任凭这个殿荒凉，大家都回家 remodel 自己的房子。
And God's people just let the place go desolate, and then they go back to remodel their house.
你知道神的心多难过。
You know how sorrowful.
我们实在为了神把这块地哈，在交到我们手中之前，是让 Adrian HP 租用它，对不对？
We know that before us, this place was leased by Adrian.
这个大公司就是有大公司的做法，把我们弄得干干净净，这么漂亮。
And this great company did a good job to this building.
这个威廉弟兄告诉我们，他跟一个 engineer 谈过话，他是当初负责我们这边所有的这个改造工程的人。
Brother William talked to a construction engineer who did a lot of remodeling of this building.
他们说光光那个漂亮的厨房，这个 engineer 就花了150万。
And then he said the company engineer spent 1.5 million just to remodel the kitchen.
那旁边那些 handicap 那些残障人士用的那些走道啦，这些厕所啦，他们整个花了大概300多万。
And then plus the handicap rent.And then the bathroom together, they spent over $3 million.
And now the Lord is giving us this place.
How we thank God for
it. 来，刚刚我们给神的居所，一面来说，神重视的是属灵的。
On one hand, what God really cares is His spiritual dwelling.
但是另外一边，我们也要平衡。
And yet, we need to balance too.
而神家不能够寒酸，不能够潦倒，对不对？
对。The house of God cannot go desolate and wasted.
如果我们每一个人的房子都是那么的豪华，然后神家左神右神的。
If every one of us live in luxurious house, and yet the house of God looks pretty poor.
我们也对不起主。
And we really fall short.
因为这是神的家。
Because this is God's house.
我们的家怎么能够比神的家更好呢？
How can our house be better than God's house?
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里就是神喜欢我们重视他。
So God looks delight.Where we care.
那我们现在这个碰到奉献的关卡，因为我们只剩下两个礼拜多一点点。
Now, it's a little bit more than 2 weeks before we close
the show. 我们大概还差130多万。
And you still need about 1.3 million.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹现在都在历临信心的考验。
I know that many of us are in tests in faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。因为神把我们带到信心的学校去做学生。
Because God has led us to the school of faith to be students to learn.
让我们能够对神有第一手的认识。
So that we get to have first-hand experience.
上个礼拜我们长职交通的时候，我们讨论了老半天，我们仍然没有任何 backup plan， 没有 plan B。
Last week, the elders and deacons got together, and after much discussion, we still do not have a backup plan.
那我们就觉得都在主的面前，我们一起来学信心的功课。
We all agree that we will learn this lesson of faith before God together.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，学信心的功课三个很重要的事。
I mentioned to you three important things when we learn the lesson of faith.
第一个，奉献必须甘心。
First, that we have to try, we have to voluntarily offer.
神说捐的乐意的是神所悦纳。
God says, He loves cheerful givers.
你如果赌气、哭哭啼啼的去奉献，这个神的心不够满意。
Do not offer with grudges.
弟兄姊妹，神喜欢我们甘心。
God wants us to be willful.
所以民数记讲到百姓进会幕的时候，百姓们甘心乐意的奉献。
So in the book of Numbers, it says, when Moses was trying to build the tabernacle, people offer voluntarily and willfully.
他们多到一个地步，摩西说不可以再奉献了。
The offering was so much that Moses had to stop them.
那第二件事情。
The second thing.
是什么？都记得吗？哈。都不记得是因为没有做吗？我相信都有哈。第二个部分讲的尽心。
Second part is to try our best.
甘心是第一关，很多人奉献不够甘心，但是甘心已经很美了。
The first thing is to offer voluntarily out of our will.
那一个更美的奉献是甘心加上尽心。
What is more beautiful is we offer voluntarily and we try our best.
历代志上29章跟23章讲到大卫的奉献的时候。
In First Chronicles chapter 29 talks about.
他说我为神的殿已经尽心尽力奉献了。
He says I have provided for the temple of God.
那这件事，这件事我们弟兄姊妹真的是卯足了劲在主的面前。
I can see that our brothers and sisters have tried our best.
财务同工也告诉我们弟兄姊妹们真是尽心了，我们很感动啊。
Our brothers and sisters in the treasury department said they have tried best. Our brothers and sisters have tried best.
我们现在将近600万的奉献里面，我们有80%-85%之间是我们自己弟兄姊妹出来的。
Out of all the offerings that we already received, 80%-85%
那弟兄姊妹，当我们尽完心以后，第三步我们要学的。
After we have tried our best, the third lesson we have to learn.
什么？信心。
Is to faith. To trust.
弟兄姊妹，我们就相信我们的神，全有全足全丰的神。
We trust that our God is all sufficient God.
所以这段时间不要只在那里紧张。
So that's not just a pretend. Anxious.
不要只在那里观望，看看说等一下最后有什么办法能够出来。
Although this stand around and speculate what will happen.
弟兄姐妹，我们什么的计划都没有。
We don't have any kind of plan.
我们唯一的就是在信心的里面来仰赖神。
We just trust and look upon Him in faith.
他怎么说事情要怎么成就
？This will happen according to what He said.
所以只剩下两个多礼拜，让我们操练信心的功课。
We still have about 2 more weeks to exercise our faith.
如果神给我们特别的恩典，或是神感动我们再多走一点路，让我们多奉献，我们感谢神。
If the Lord move us to walk another mile to offer more, we thank God.
我们说过这件事情是神跟弟兄姊妹之间的事，我们绝不给弟兄姊妹有任何的要求。
This is between God and brothers and sisters. There's no more demand from us.
这是我们个人向神负责的事。
That we all have to be accountable.
但是只要我们甘心尽心的弟兄姊妹加入信心祷告的行列。
If we have offered voluntarily and with our best.
我们
凭
信心相信神。
Let's trust God in faith.
当我们在这里祷告，再神没有难成的事的时候。
So when we pray that nothing is impossible to God.
神就把我们带到风浪，带到难处中。
God will lead us into storms and into trials.
让我们第一手的来经历他的应许，可靠。
We can experience firsthand.
那我们第一手来经历来认识我们所信的神真是那位全能的神所以当神看见我们在这里上山寻木料我们在这里花功夫为了神的殿摆上的时候神的心就喜乐而且得到荣耀
God will take pleasure in it, and He will be honored.
We thank
God.
而最后，我们来看见，当我们在这里一起为着西安而摆上而活着的时候。
So when we labor and we live for Zion.
神应许我们这个下一节。神应许我们有荣耀的事情是指着我们说的。
God promised us that glorious things will be said of you.
那第一个呢在这里就说过不多时我必再一次的震动天地沧海与旱地我必震动万国万国的珍宝必都运来我就使这殿满了荣耀这是万军之耶和华说的万军之耶和华说银子是我的金子也是我的这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀在这地方我必赐平安
I will shake all nations, and the desires of all nations will come. I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house is greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty.
Grace,
I will grant peace.
你发现神说他要用他的荣耀充满这个殿。我们真的巴不得将来所有来的是你的弟兄姊妹。所有来到是你的福音朋友们。我们不仅仅遇见了神活泼的同在。我们的生命能够被神改变
that the life will be transformed.
我们的生活能够被神提升
and our daily living will be lifted.
让我们的生命跟生活都能够彰显神的荣耀
that our daily living and our life will manifest God's glory.
弟兄姊妹这一句话是在我1996年
in 1996
当我第一次去中国回来以后
when I firstCame back from my China trip.
在我心里面特别感动的一句话。
These are the words that really moved me.
特别当我在中国，在各地看见有这么多倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Especially when I met so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord dearly.
他们清晨四五点钟起来祷告。
They would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
他们整天从早到晚。那么渴慕的听到你在上面讲到你就可以知道弟兄姊妹整个的心就充满了渴慕
When I was preaching there I could feel their desire and longing for God's word
回来的时候这句话在我里面常常我想起来我就流眼泪
So after I came back from my trip every time I thought about this I would wetI was
神说金子是我的银子也是我的
The Lord declares that the silver is mine and the gold
神在各地都有神家的宝贝
The Lord has his treasures everywhere
都是属神的
It all belongs to God
有一座伟大的城新耶路撒冷神正在建造
There is the Lord is building a great city, the New Jerusalem.
Now, city with foundation, 那时候有根基，有根基的城是神亲自经营建造的。
That city with foundation, God is building an architect.
就是呢，有一天主要回来。
One day the Lord will return.
主要震动天地。
The Lord will shake the heavens.
万国的珍宝都要被进去。
All the desires of nation will come.
我真的巴不得我们在座所有的人都跟这件荣耀的事有份。
I hope every one of us will be part of this glorious thing.
金子是我的，银子是我的。
The gold is mine, the silver is mine.
今天我们虽然是在这个 Christian Assembly 里面聚会。
Today we meet and we assemble in Christian Assembly.
在普天之下有多少奉主名聚会的地方
？But all over the world, there's so many assemblies and meetings in the name of the Lord.
神在各地预备倾心爱主的性命。
The Lord is preparing vessels to love Him dearly.
圣灵在各地，在那个隐藏看不见的地方，在那里制作珍宝。
In the invisible realm, the Lord is.
当那天神震动天地、沧海和旱地的时候，万国的珍宝都要运来了。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是一个荣耀的意象。
What a glorious vision.
那我们希望这个意象今天小影也在我们中间出现。
I hope that this vision will show itself a little bit today here.
我也相信，当我们在这里散张寻木料，尽了我们当尽的本分。
I believe if we really go up into the mountains and we
神也要打发众肢体，我们甚至没有看过的弟兄姊妹来帮助我们。
The Lord will send brothers and sisters, even those we have never met, to help us.
不管是在财力上支持我们，更是在属灵上、在祷告上支持我们。
Either financially or in spiritual prayers.
而且我也相信神将来要把许多爱主的信民带到我们中间。
And I believe in the future the Lord will bring more brothers and sisters who love the Lord here.
因为这块地从开头一直到将来建筑，我们完全是属神，是为着神的。
Because this place.Belongs to the Lord from the very beginning until the day he is given.
就像历代志上二十，历代志上二十九章大卫说的话。
What David said in the First Chronicles chapter 20.
这殿工程浩大，因为不是为人所建的，乃是为神所建的。
The task is great because this temple is not for men but for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里也是请求，也是呼召，也是盼望弟兄姊妹，我们都起来。
I'm here to request and to ask every one of us to rise up.
我们有份于这个伟大的建造。
Be part of this great task.
神要让他的荣耀充满这地。
God will fill this place with His glory.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，他早就应许他要用他荣耀充满这地。
He has long ago promised that He will fill this place with His glory.
我每一次想到这个应许，我里面就想哭，我就感动，我就谢谢神。
Every time I think about this promise, I cannot help but weeping and thanking Him.
Today, we're here.
Today, we have about 200 people.
我相信有一天在这里，神要得到的器皿远远超过这些。
I'm sure in the future, the vessels that God wants to obtain are far more than this.
有许多的珍宝要运来。
Many treasures will come.
还全都属于神。
They all belong to God.
全都为着神。
They're all for God.
所以当他们在这一批归回的人终于把圣殿盖好了以后
When the returned captives finally finished this temple.
在结束的时候万军之耶和华说
At the end of the Lord said,
我的仆人撒拉姐的儿子所罗巴伯
Of my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel.
到那日我必以你为印。
I will make you like my signet ring.
因为我拣选了你。
For I have chosen you.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Declares the Lord Almighty.
我今天先不讲这句话意念在主耶稣的身上。
Today I'm not referring to this being fulfilled on the Lord Jesus.
我们也不讲意念在所罗巴伯的身上。
Or being fulfilled on Zerubbabel.
弟兄姊妹，这句话今天在我们的身上，神也要得着一般的子民。
Today, God also wants to obtain a group of people.
神说，神要以我们为印。
God says He wants us to be His signet ring.
弟兄姊妹啊，古代君王的那个印上面刻的，就像我们中国的玉玺一样。
Just the signet ring in the old times is just like
这个所有的命令上盖的玉玺就如同王命。
Whenever it's sent.It would be like the oracle of a king.
在这般人的身上，神把神的权柄交给他们。
In other words, God has given these people His authority.
就像一首诗歌说的，你的权柄我也执掌。
He is asking us to exercise integrity.
主子民，当我们教会真的同心、心心爱神的时候
，If we love the Lord with one accord，
我们在这里祷告，神的旨意要成就在地上。
So whenever we pray, God's will be carried out, will be done on earth.
我们在这里所捆绑的，神就捆绑；我们释放的，神就释放。
Whatever we bind, God will bind. Whatever we lose, God will lose.
弟兄姊妹，因为王印照在我们的手上。
Because the Lord has given us His signet ring.
就是呢，我们何等希望神得到一般这样子的子民。
How we wish that God will obtain such group of people.
今天多少人活在地上，活在各样的痛苦里面。
There's so many people living in sorrow.
世界堕落，仇敌败坏啊。
There's a corruption and fallen.
我们需要有人起来用祷告，用顺服来执掌神的权柄。
And we need.A group of people who will exercise God's authority on earth through prayer.
而这个印第二方面。
The second thing about this signet ring.
讲到我们像他。
Is that we will be like him.
你知道这个印盖出来就是他的 image.
Because the signet ring, when it's set, it will show the image of the king.
这个章这个玉玺上面刻的是什么？盖出来的就是什么。
Whatever is carved on the signet ring will be shown.
根本就是他形象的发表。
So it will be a manifestation of the signet ring.
记得创世纪里面讲到，我们是照着神的形象，按照他的样式造的吗？
In the book of Genesis, it says we were created in His image, in His likeness.
记得主耶稣对那个银钱对别人说，该杀的物归给该杀。神的物归给神了。
Remember what the Lord says about the coin? It says, what belongs to Caesar belongs to Caesar. What belongs to God, give to God.
你我是照着神的形象造。
We, you and I, were created in His image.
那个钱上面的形象是该撒的，归给该撒的。
If the inscription on the coin is the image of Caesar, give it to Caesar.
你我身上应该是神的形象。我们应该彰显神生命的荣美。
We should manifest the glorious beauty of God.
应该归给神。
We should be given to God.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，希望神在我们中间得到更多的所罗巴伯。
May the Lord obtain more and better battles among us.
神不是把一个外在的印照给我们。
God did not give us a signet ring.
神说，我必以你和你们为印。Living person 是人啊。
The Lord says, I will take you.The living person of my signet ring.
不是我们拿起一个十字架，我们能够祷告。
It's not that when we hold a cross, we can pray.
乃是因为我们里面高举基督，我们能够祷告。
We can pray because we exalt Jesus.
不是我们外面有宗教的形式，被人称为基督徒。
It's not because we have the religious rituals, we become Christians.
乃是因为神的同在跟我们生命真彰显的神。
It's because God's presence is in our lives, we are called Christians.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。我的信息必须停在这。虽然今天的信息好像比较生硬哈。
Maybe the message is kind of hard.
但是因为这是我们第一次来到这。
This is the first time we meet here.
我特别希望弟兄姊妹进来之前，我们有这么清楚的意向和使命。
I hope that before we enter this place, we have a clear vision.
这是神的居所。
This is the God's place.
他要用他的荣耀充满这地。
He wants to fill this place with His glory.
我们来到这里。
When we come here,
我们是来敬拜他。
We come here to worship him.
我们是要来见证他，来荣耀他。
We come here to testify for him, to glorify him.
我们一代可以过去。
One generation may go by.
下一代兴起。
And the next generation will arise.
我们希望能够代代相传。
We hope that through all the generations, this will be passed on.
让他们知道这块地是神的地。
That they will know this place belongs to God.
因为神说我拣选锡安作为我的居所。
Because the Lord has said that I have chosen Zion to be my dwelling place.
成为我永远安息之所。
This will be my resting place forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Generation by generation.
Generation to generation.
我希望我们的下一代能够起来荣耀神。
I hope our next generation will arise to glorify God.
我们请低头，我们祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
主，我们不知道我们算什么，你竟然这样子的爱我们。
Who
你不仅仅流了宝血，洗净了我们一切的罪。
哦，
你更是降卑住在我们的里面。哦，你更是那么欢喜的来到我们中间，与我们同住。主啊，我们为着你这样子的爱，我们要来感谢你。常常用荣耀喜乐的灵充满我们。哦，让我们想到你的同在，我们就要欢乐歌唱。我们想到你荣耀的应许，我们的心就要火热起来。主啊，但愿我们每一个人的祷告就是愿你的荣耀充满这地。愿你在我们中间真得到安息之所。愿你在这里真得到一群顺服你的子民。让你的心意可以通行在这里。让你的荣耀可以充满在这里。让人来到这里能够听见主，能够遇见主。不管一个人他原来的情形如何，主啊，我们求你让他踏进这块地的时候，他能够感受到你的同在，他能够知道你永远爱他，他能够在这里蒙召祝福，他的生命能够在这里被改变。我们为着这块地，我们求你继续来祝福。你为我们成为四围的火城，并成为其中的荣耀。愿一切的荣耀都归给你。为了我们前面所面临的挑战和关卡，我们继续交在你的手中。主，把充足活泼的信心赐给我们。好，让我们不是在这里消极的等待和担忧。让我们来是积极的相信并祷告。要看见你的旨意充充足足的成就在我们身上。我们谢谢你。奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.